from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Vijay Amirtharaj, and today our homilist is Deacon Robert Kinghorn. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from Oshawa, Ontario. This Mass is offered for the intentions of close family relatives, for the deceased members of her immediate family, including her husband, both parents, and grandson. Our thanks to our donor for the gift of the televising of this Mass to the faithful of Canada and around the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Sisters and brothers, as we gather for the celebration of this Mass on this feast of St. Charles Borromeo, let us pause for a moment and pray for God's mercy and healing. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Preserve in the midst of your people, we ask, O Lord, the spirit with which you filled the Bishop St. Charles Borromeo, that your church may be constantly renewed and by confirming herself to the likeness of Christ, may show his face to the world, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. My brothers and sisters, we do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then, each of us will be accountable to God. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
All the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that is lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, today's gospel, it really contains the whole essence of the good news of Jesus Christ. There was a Jewish scholar once said that one of the things, and maybe the only thing, that Jesus told us about God that was new was God comes searching for us. God comes out looking and searching for us. You know, no Pharisee or scribe that we heard in the gospel today ever dreamt of a God like this, a God who comes searching when we are lost sheep, when we found our way into the jungle, into the sidewalks, and can't find our way home. God comes searching for us. You know, they say that we're known by the friends we keep, don't they? You know, the people we invite to our house, the parties we go to, are friends. Well, St. Luke in today's gospel made no bones about the friends of Jesus. They were the sinners, the tax collectors, those who were outside of the Jewish law. And everyone knew they were sinners according to Jewish law, and Jesus even knew it. But he didn't dismiss them. He didn't judge them like other people. He invited them in. They were the lost sheep that he was looking for. Jesus is like God, doesn't judge us in that way and dismiss us, always calling us home. You know, it's not surprising in many ways that St. Luke wrote about this parable of Jesus, because Luke was an outsider. He wasn't Jewish. He was one of these that were outsiders. Yet he had this message for them. As a Gentile, he was saying, I was an outsider, and Jesus called me like a lost sheep. Now, the only other person of the evangelist that wrote this parable was St. Matthew. And guess what? He was an outsider as well. He was Jewish, but he was a tax collector, just like the one we heard about in the gospel. You can imagine St. Matthew saying, yes, I was one of these people like a tax collector, and I was called by Jesus right in the very midst of my sin, collecting taxes. He came and he called me like a lost sheep. So what joy this must have been for St. Luke to be writing this and St. Matthew to be writing this great parable. Now, what we do with this is that I think God is asking us to be like that. People who go searching for lost sheep. We call it ministry, don't we? We're out there in the world. You know, there used to be a time when you could walk down the streets of the town and someone would come up to you and say, have you found Jesus? My answer always was, I didn't know he was lost. But, you know, there's this sense of, have you found Jesus? But I would always say, no, no, he found me. He found me. And I think this is what God's mercy is like, sending people out to search for the lost sheep and to bring them home. That's what our ministry is about. And we never know how it starts, and we never know how it's going to end, do we? A simple act of trust, a simple act of friendship, and then we start the relationship, which very often is a friendship, a relationship, a love that someone has never experienced in their life before. I think this is what we're hearing from this gospel. We are the ones going out to look for lost sheep, and they're all around us. They're all around us. But with simple acts of friendship, that's what calls people back to a loving God that they could never have dreamed of, one that searches for them. There was a time downtown, as you know, I ministered on the street, and I met this young lady in a homeless shelter. She showed me a photograph, a painting. She thought, that's beautiful. That was 15 years ago. And over these years, I've seen her, and she's been addicted again. She's been clean again. She's been homeless. She's had homes. But she was always searching, always searching. And recently she gave birth to a daughter, and that's changed her life. And now, I just saw her last week. She's on her way back home to where she came from in Newfoundland, back home to a father and a sister, a community that loved her. We never know how ministry starts and how it's going to end. You know, the beautiful thing is, she's taking with her two crocheted blankets that one of the Daily TV Mass community prepared for her when I spoke about her in a previous homily. She's taking with her these blankets, these small acts of ministry that we do, giving of ourselves in whatever way we can. So what can we say to a loving God like this? All we can say is thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's what we do in Eucharist. Eucharist means thanksgiving. As we come around the altar of the Lord with Father Vigier, the priest of the Lord, we bring ourselves, we pray for all of those who lost sheep. We're called to look for them in our lives through friendship. And we remember the saying, no matter what our past has been, Jesus has a future for us. So now let's turn to this loving Father. Let's turn to the God who searches for us as we offer our prayers through the intercession of Jesus, who calls the lost sheep back to his Father. For all those listed in the daily TV Mass Book of Remembrance, and for all who have died and have no one to pray for them, and also for the souls in purgatory, we ask you, our Heavenly Father, to grant them eternal life and to let your perpetual light shine upon them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all victims of our inhumanity to one another, that the Lord will hear and answer their prayers of healing and reconciliation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus came to bring abundant life to all. Hear these prayers which we offer today through his intercession. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual food. Blessed be God. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise of the Lord in his name, for our good and the good of all his church.
Look, O Lord, upon the offering placed on your altar in commemoration of St. Charles, and grant by the power of this sacrifice that as you made him an attentive pastor, outstanding in the merit of his virtues, so you may make us abound in good fruit by our works. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ. For as on the festival of St. Charles, you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life. You teach her by his words of preaching, and you keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so, with a company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim.
Oh,
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and he entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy and the people you have gathered. Remember also all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Charles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer to one another the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May the sacred mysteries of which we have partaken, O Lord, we pray, give us that determination which made St. Charles faithful in ministry and fervent in charity, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.
I can